Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Welcome, everybody, and I am so seriously excited to have a repeat customer to this Bacon Podcast. His name is Matt Basic, and if you want to learn his backstory, you got to go listen to his last interview. But today, we're going to be talking about affiliate marketing. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm awesome. And I saw that your daughter just graduated from, what was it, eighth grade?
No, she graduated from high school.
Oh, from high school. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, you got your daughter graduated, you know, your kids growing up and all this other stuff, and you're just a busy, busy dude. And I really appreciate you joining us. So let me get like right into the meat and potatoes, because I want to leave this open. So because we got so much information to talk about. We're going to be talking about affiliate marketing. Can you define what affiliate marketing is at its most basic for our audience?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is kind of like you're just the middleman. I mean, there's the best way to think about it is you're the middleman. There's somebody that's got a product or a service. You send traffic to it, and you get a cut in the middle. I mean, that's the best way to really think about it. And the great part of it, you don't have to handle the customer support. You don't have to handle anything. Just, you know, literally you send traffic. Typically, it's going to be through a link. Actually, it is through a link, and that link is cookied in a sense that they just know is tracking you. And it's kind of like, you know, just for people that don't know much about affiliate marketing, it's kind of like imagine going down, you're walking through a mall, and your job is to refer people into like this in one of the stores in there, and everybody that refers to you, you refer to it while they're not looking on their back. You slap this, you know, post-it note, like a yellow post-it note on their back, right? And then anytime somebody walks in with a yellow post-it note on their back, then they know, hey, this was sent by this guy, so therefore we're going to pay them out on all the money that was generated from the guy they just sent inside there. And that's the same exact thing. So that person could go wander around the mall, come back to it because they got cookied. We'll just use it as a post-it on their back. When they do go into the store and they do go buy, you get commission. And that's kind of how it works. So that's kind of, when I say cookie, I just want to give people an idea, because they're like, what the heck's a cookie? You know, but that's what happens to people on the internet. So they're going around, and when they come back and they purchase that particular product or service, you know, because they're cookied, you get a piece of the commission, piece of the money.
Right. Totally cool.
And typically, yeah, typically, just so a lot of people know, typically it's a lot of times it's 50%. 50% is pretty much average out there in the marketplace. You know, but you have seen them now lately, depending on people's affiliate marketing strategy. Some people may give up the 100%. You know, some people might pay even more than 100% just because they understand the value of the lead. But a lot of people will pay between 50, sometimes less. But the average out there in the marketplace is about 50%.
See, that's a great point. I grew up in traditional marketing, all right? So, for example, if I sold an ad to a radio station, they would pay me 15%. In, you know, referral business that we're doing like face-to-face marketing and stuff like that, 10 to 15% is normal. Why is somebody going to pay 50, 100% or more to do that? What's the point?
Well, it really depends, and it also depends on what it is, too, especially if it's a service, it's not going to be as high, kind of like you're talking about. You're going to see, you know, sometimes 5, 10, 15, 20%, you know, in those averages, especially in a service or even if it's a harder good. A lot of times if it's, well, especially, and I should have been clear on that 50%, on when it comes to specifically information products, you're going to see that because they're selling digital, they're digital dust, so therefore they can give away a lot more commission, you know, on that. So, but in sometimes, I mean, even like at Amazon and stuff like that, it's really, really low commission rates. It just really depends upon what network things are on and what it is, too, what that widget, let's just call it, is, whether it's a, you know, physical good, a service, or a digital good.
Okay, so you built up this list of people, and I think probably one of the biggest fears, especially with new marketers, is, oh my God, I'm sending my people to somebody else's list. Should people be afraid of that?
Well, let's just look at it from a different perspective. I know guys out there that don't even have lists that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars online just by sending traffic, Facebook traffic. You know, the key is sending traffic, and one traffic mechanism is email, having an email list, but it doesn't have to be that way at all. So as long as you can send traffic to the affiliate link, through the affiliate link, especially if it's targeted, then it makes the most sense. But getting to the list specifically, you know, the big thing is, I think a lot of people got to realize this one thing. And my neighbor and I, you know, I'll tell you, when I met my neighbor, when I originally moved into my neighborhood where I live now, I met my neighbor and he said something to me. You got to realize, let me give you a background on him real quick, is he was making, I was doing $3 million a year at the time. He was doing $14 million a year. I had 45 employees. He had three. He was doing $14 million a year with three employees through only doing affiliate marketing. So let me just be clear on that. Now, he said something to me because I have a lot of employees. I was making about $3 million a year. So I listened to what he said, but he said this to me, and I'll share this with you guys, is the fact that, look, if you every day people are getting emails in their email box, and they're either going to buy from you or they're going to buy from somebody else, you know, when it really comes down to it. And if you ever think about that, if you go and ask, and I've surveyed people, like, hey, how many people bought, you know, if you're not there offering something, you cannot offer your list, you know, you're going to run out of products, you're going to run out of services, and you know, if you don't do that, then you're going to be missing out a lot of money. Now, some people, there's three different, I kind of broken it down years ago, and how did I do that? But I broke it down in different ways, you know, like in a sense, because you can, you know, there's different types of people when it comes to their email list, especially marketing. You know, some people will be more, hold it really close to their vest and understand that. They're very picky and choosy, rarely send out affiliate offers, but when things are fitting, you know, when things are fitting, it's good. And the way a lot of times people determine that is because of relationships, or because, and somebody literally asked me a question. I just posted on Facebook, but somebody literally just asked me a question: how do I vet offers? And I'm more of that. I don't just mail everything that's out there. I actually really truly look for there's two different sides of me when I'm looking at affiliate offers. And I'm just going to go see. This is what, I mean, literally the question came in to me today. It was like, hey, Matt, how do you vet what's your vetting process for offers worthy of you mailing? So it does have to do with mailing list. And I said, and I literally typed back to him, I said, the person whose offer it is always a mere reflection of the offer. And then I also said, however, you know, the numbers, aka EPCs, which we'll get into probably a little bit later, because I know one of the questions you're asking me is, which is, means earnings per click, you know, never lies either. So the numbers, so if the numbers are no good, then the offer is no good. Because you can look at refund rates too on the thing. But the fact of the matter is, when it all comes down to it, you know, when we're looking at these different things, we can look at numbers, especially different networks, which we'll get into. But you've got to, being in business, you got to look at numbers. But also, you got to look, if you don't know anything about what you're promoting, sometimes you got to look at exactly, you know, whose it is and what's the reputation or what you know about them. Like, do they usually put out good stuff? And if they usually put out good stuff, it's probably going to be good stuff. So it's a good key indication of, hey, should I get behind this or not? Or should I promote this or not?
I know a lot of people that do online marketing that they only want to promote things that they use, which makes sense. I mean, you know, you've used it, you trust it, you like it, you know their customer support, you know all those other things. So how do you trust somebody that you don't know and never used their product? I mean, do you do that, or is that a good strategy? Yeah.
I mean, I would kill my, I mean, for, especially when I'm, you know, depending on which list we're talking about, but I will tell you, I have multiple different lists in multiple different areas. Now, you know, we got to look at it from two different perspectives, with two different things. One, you know, we can't buy them all, or I'd go, you know, we could go broke buying them all, I mean, in a sense, not really, but it would just be a pain in the rear. But we also got to look at two different things. I mean, how the network, a lot of the networks are going to take care of it. We can look at things specifically like, hey, is there high refund rates? You know, and different networks allow and show refund rates. So if the refund rate's 1% and they've sold 1,000 products, you know it's a pretty darn good product. You know, if the refund rate is, you know, 20, 30%, and you know they had you know a thousand sales, you know that it's a pretty crappy product. So you can know those things right there, and it wouldn't be good to do it out there. But when it comes down to business, you know you've got to look at the numbers. And if you're looking at an offer that's you know for every single click or every single visitor you can send to that page, you can make a dollar. You know, I mean, you might want to think twice, you know, whether you buy it or not, about putting it out there, because you'll make a lot more money. The people I know out there that are overcautious, I say, like, hey, I have to buy everything I promote, they're the ones that are most of the time some of the lower end of the market, you know, as in when it comes to amount of money they're making. And I hate to say that, and it might piss off a few people that are listening, but there's guys out there that can generate, you know, 50 to 100,000 clicks in an email. Mm-hmm. And those guys, I know for a fact, don't buy anything. They can't. It's all about numbers to them. They know, hey, look, I can send 100,000 clicks. I've got this opportunity, you know, to make $1 a click. If I mail today, you know, when I was mailing, especially really, really hard, 100% in affiliate marketing, you know, it's a matter of the difference between making $20,000 in a day and then making $1,000 a day is all just merely numbers. It's, you know, and a good offer. And if I had to go in and say, oh, you know, and spend all that time and energy doing it, I could lose it, because every moment that we waste, not many mailing in an affiliate marketing situation, a lot of times is opportunity costs out there. So do you think Walmart goes out and uses everything that they buy and put in their store? I mean,
right.
Not even anybody in these stores. Now, they might have a desire for always buying lower cost goods, but you know, but they can't utilize and use everything that they're selling, you know, out there in the stores. And same thing, even when you go to the events, the event promoter does not buy everything that people are actually selling in the room. But when the event promoter does buy that, I guarantee you they're usually going to spend a little more extra time saying, hey guys, I bought this, you should buy this too. I did a thing years ago, and I caught, you know, years ago, I taught these like little sneaky little tricks of making more affiliate commissions. And if you do, you can't use this okay all the time, but one thing to do is actually going in, and as you are doing the, if you are going to purchase something, go through, do video online screen capture video, you going and buying it, tell people, hey, look, I just bought this, you should buy it too. And that will get a lot of people to buy. But if your model is strictly affiliate marketing, doing just buying everything will be crazy, and you can't use it every single time. But there's power in, you know, showing people and being, you know, showing people that, hey, look, I bought this, you should go buy it too. Another thing that works really well in affiliate marketing too, if you are specifically mailing your list, is actually, if you do go out and buy it, is sending them the receipt and say, hey, look, I bought this, here's my receipt just to prove to you I got it too, go grab it. That'll get a lot of people to go and buy. But you know, using that every single time, it won't be as effective. But if you use them occasionally, there are really good things to get people to go and buy that particular affiliate product.
So the next point is, you know, you talk about, and a lot of people are not familiar with the platforms that are out there, because a lot of the things you're talking about is, you know, the clicks and the number of returns and stuff like that is measured through certain platforms. There's two different ways that I've learned how to do this. And one is you sell it on your own. You create your own e-commerce store. You put the stuff up there and you offer it. And then the other way to do it is through these platforms. And the three that I'm aware of is Warrior Plus, ClickBank, and JVZoo. Those are the three that I know the most. Can you talk about those and, you know, why you want to use one of those? What are the benefits of using one of those if you're selling a product or if you're being a joint venture person? And, you know, what are the pitfalls of those?
Yeah, so I hope I'll get them all, but
cool.
You know, so you asked me like five questions in one question.
I know, it's a lot. It's a lot.
All right, so as I meant, hopefully I get it all. But the fact is, okay, so I want to be clear for a lot of people, because I made a comment earlier, and just to kind of think about who's listening. You know, some people aren't information marketers listening here. So if we go back to the first call that we did, we talked about the avatar and looking at who in the world our people are. You know, who are we really going after? And and from this perspective is, you know, what kind of traffic, especially from an affiliate marketing perspective, hey, what kind of traffic can we generate, or what kind of traffic are we really good at generating? For giving you a good example, you know, you can have a list that really likes things about weight loss, which we talked about, you know, we used that as an avatar last time, but weight loss. Or you might have a list that's really big in internet marketing stuff. You might have a list that's really big into, you know, different areas. So taking consideration, so you talked about three, and you mentioned three, Warrior Plus, JVZoo, and ClickBank. Those are three big networks in the internet marketing community, which is selling digital products. You know, just so people know, those, that's what those platforms are specifically designed for, digital products. Even though they, some of them say they're going to get into the physical stuff, they've never been able to master it, so it hasn't happened yet, at least not on a massive scale. But the big thing is, if we look at those networks, one thing to realize is you got to also understand the history of the market. The first thing that came out was ClickBank. It was actually the first digital marketplace out of all those. It was ClickBank. So it's the oldest. It's been around. It's been proven to work for over 10 years now, even more. Actually, no, 15. So I think they came out in 98 or 99. So right when I started, they were out. I've had an account with them for, you know, like 15 years. So they've been around forever. They've got a proven track record, paid out billions upon billions of dollars, more than, far exceed any of the two other ones. So understand that it was built actually to help sell people to sell ebooks when it first started. And so digital products is what we're talking about. Now there's a lot more, you know, as the market has changed and evolved over the years, you know, there people are selling more things on there, of course, because they evolved with it. However, there's a big forum in the internet marketing community, which was called the Warrior Forum, which is still called the Warrior Forum. The Warrior Forum came out about the same time ClickBank came out. So they both rose at the same time, but all it was a marketplace. I mean, it was just a communication place for people, a platform for people to communicate. What ended up happening was a guy named Mike Lance went and said, you know what, we've got this thing called special offers for all the members of the Warrior Forum, so he created Warrior Plus for them. And so you'll notice that, which is interesting, if you actually analyze it, you'll notice that a lot of his stuff or stuff on there are typically information products. If you go over to JVZoo, and actually most people don't know this, but the guys at JVZoo went over to Mike Lance and said, we want to make all these changes to your platform. If you don't do it, we're going to go create our own. And this happened within the last 3 or 4 years. And he said, well, I'm sorry, I got all these things on my plate, I'm not going to do it. So they went out and created JVZoo. So that's kind of the history of it. Now let's look at them. If you're creating and you're selling, the internet marketing community actually moved over. It went from everybody was using ClickBank to everybody started using JVZoo to now everybody's pretty much in the internet marketing community starting to migrate over to, ClickBank to Warrior Plus to JVZoo. However, there's still things happening over there. But if we're looking at internet marketing, you're going to find that that's kind of just something to know. But let's look at it from a different perspective. The one thing that I do it's all about leveraging networks, and people don't realize this. But if you look and you analyze on JVZoo and Warrior Plus, they both have what's called Deals of the Day or JVZoo Offer of the Day or Warrior Plus Offer of the Day. Those Offer of the Day, if you actually analyze those, you'll find out what kind of affiliate base they have there and what kind of offers that are typically there. And if you go look at JVZoo, you'll find that if it's anything to do with video, it has anything to do with video right now is really, really big, hot over there. That's kind of, you know, if you're selling stuff like that or list building's hot over there. But if you analyze those, you'll find out that's probably the best offers to go to. And most of their stuff that they have is, if it has to do with software, you're going to probably find it over at JVZoo, because that's where, if you actually look at all the best or all the offers of the day, that's where they're at. If you go over to Warrior Plus, which you'll discover if you actually pay close attention to the deals of the day or whatever they're calling them now, what you'll find is they're pretty much information products, so straight up information products. Software and plugins are over at JVZoo, and over at Warrior Plus is really, you know, all of that, but it's a smaller community with it. ClickBank now, what we're noticing, the number one biggest market that they actually have, because they kind of upset a lot of the internet marketing guys, so there's not many marketing stuff out there, is a lot of anything to do with weight loss and these other niches. So anything that's not internet marketing is pretty much, you want to go to ClickBank. If it has to do with internet marketing and you want it to be about software or plugins, then go to JVZoo. And if you want it to be something promoting something that has to do with information, then you want to go to Warrior Plus. If you really look at that, that's what you're going to find in the marketplace, you know, from there, outside of like the hype of that's going on with everybody talking. But that's really where those kind of products are sitting if you actually looked at the network as a whole.
Matt, thank you so much, man. This was incredible. I mean, and honestly, it's mind-blowing and almost mind-numbing, and it's really hard to get our arms around this. So I know that people are going to want to contact you or at least get in touch with you and follow you. So what's the best way for them to do that so they can continue to learn?
I think, you know, especially for this kind of conversation and stuff like that, I will tell you guys, I mean, if you just go to Facebook and actually the Facebook, if you go to Facebook and I think it's like / the Internet Marketing Insider and you'll find it, I'll say the real Matt Basak. I have found somebody with my same name out there. So, but basically it's real. It was funny. And we're about the same age. Actually, it's funny because I wrote a book and I sent him a book when he was in the service and said, tell all your buddies this is yours. So we became really close friends cool. because of that. But I will say, if you just go to facebook.com/, I think it's Internet Marketing Insider. If you just go find that, that's probably a good way, and just follow that fan page. That's really good stuff. There's really solid stuff. We talk about branding, promotion, marketing, you know, all that stuff on there. So that'll help people.
Cool, Matt, man. Again, just great stuff. I appreciate you, and I know my audience is going to get a whole heck of a lot out of this. So once again, thanks for joining me, man, and you have an awesome day. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You have a great one, too.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.